Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at a great event that has just been unfolding in the last 48 hours. It's called the Deal Book Summit. The headline, Business, Politics, Culture, Where It All Connects. And Andrew Ross Sorkin returns to the stage for a day of unflinching interviews, that would be yesterday, dedicated to uncovering the truth of this moment. Hear firsthand from the most consequential leaders in business, politics, and culture, untangle a complex world where relationships are everything and everything is changing. The conversation starts right here. Join us to find answers. That's the advertisement for the Deal Book Summit. The Kevin McCarthy was there. And this, again, it is now reported by multiple sources that he has told many of his colleagues in Congress that he is, quote, going to get the hell out of here. Can you imagine, can you think why Kevin McCarthy might have that feeling? And he represents Bakersfield, California. I mean, his congressional district, the largest city in his district is Bakersfield. But he just would like a break, apparently. And again, it's not too tough to understand that. But one of the things that is fascinating is that if Kevin McCarthy goes forward with that, then it brings the Republican cushion in controlling the House of Representatives down to three seats, which is historically low. We've had a lot of situations where the Senate is divided by one vote or sometimes tied. It was tied originally during the Bush administration. Originally, it started off with a one-seat control, and then Jim Jeffords of Vermont switched parties. And you had a tie in the U.S. Senate. Actually, they had a tie before, and then Jim Jeffords of Vermont jumped over to the other side and gave the Democrats control. In any event, at the Deal Book Summit with Kamala Harris there and Kevin McCarthy there and a lot of world leaders, Elon Musk did a memorable interview with CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin in front of a live audience. And Musk talked about his trip to Israel and about Tesla and about advertisers bailing on X due to his repositioning on controversial tweets. The most controversial tweet he did is one that basically endorses the Great Replacement Theory, basically suggests that the Jews, and by the way, when people use the term the Jews, get ready for some kind of anti-Semitic explosion. In any event, he said in commentary to a truly sulfurous anti-Semite who had posted some material, you have spoken exactly the truth. And why would he do that? I mean, he runs the company. In any event, Elon Musk had a reaction to some of the advertisers, including the Disney company, who are bailing on X due to some of his controversial attitudes. Here is Elon Musk at the Deal Book Summit.
There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger today.
I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, if you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
You're talking about Bob Iger, president of
Disney. That's how I feel. Don't advertise. What do you do? F-Y.
Okay. Jeremy made a very important point this morning. Is people use the term F-U money. That when people are very, 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 very wealthy, they can just say to the rest of the world what what Elon Musk just said to his advertisers. He is extraordinarily weird. And he went on in this conversation to say this. Elon Musk, more pearls of wisdom.
I mean, if the company fails because of an advertiser boycott, it will fail because of an advertiser boycott. And that will be what bankrupted the company, and that's what everybody on Earth will know.
What do you think, then, of the idea? Again, this goes back to the idea of trust, though.
Then it'll be gone. And it'll be gone because of an advertiser boycott.
But you recognize that some of those people are going to say that they didn't feel comfortable on the platform. And I just wonder and ask you, and think about that for a second.
Tell it to the judge.
But the judge is going to be...
The judge is the public.
And you think that the public is going to say that Disney is making a mistake?
Yes.
And they're going to boycott Disney?
They already are.
Well, there are some that are for lots of different reasons, but you think that this is going to, that you have the, this goes to actually the interesting of power and leverage.
Let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may.
And then he was talking about people who want to look good while they are doing evil. He has some words for them, too. Elon Musk at the DealBook Summit.
I'm saying what I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. Them. Okay?
Okay, the people who are looking good while doing evil. Musk is estimated to be worth about $250 billion. And he bought X, the former Twitter, for, what was it, $44 billion, I believe it was. So he's not hurting for cash. He has that cushion of money that allows him to say or do pretty much anything that he likes. And speaking of people with money, there was a word from Jamie Dimon, who is the chairman and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, on the 2024 election. He was also at the same event. Here's what he had to say. It said right out under number three. Jamie Dimon, no? Okay. Well, in any event, what he had to say was a unexpected endorsement of Nikki Haley, and saying that even if you are a very liberal Democrat, he said, get a choice on the Republican side that might be better than Trump. He was advising support for Nikki Haley, which seems to be something of a thing. So are tributes to Henry Kissinger. There's one unexpected tribute, which by Timothy Bella in the Washington Post. It's called The Surprising Dating Life of Henry Kissinger, a West Wing playboy. Was he? Really? And he begins the column by saying, Henry Kissinger was about to get lucky with Zsa Zsa Gabor. Are you still allowed to use that phrase? To get lucky with Zsa Zsa Gabor, and it was due in part to Richard M. Nixon's setting them up. Seriously. This is not what I would have expected to see at the top of the pile of clippings about the passing at age 100 of a very significant and impactful American statesman. But we'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's some happy, cooperative, kumbaya, let's all hold hands kind of news from the United States Senate. But also from the Senate, tempers exploding at a Senate Judiciary Committee meeting. This was a meeting chaired by Dick Durbin of Illinois, who is trying to advance the confirmation process of a number of Biden judge appointees. And the Republicans aren't too happy to cooperate with that. The temper is exploding with the chaos having to do with Dick Durbin wanting to move to a vote without allowing all of the members of the committee, including the Republican members, to express their sentiments. And at the world's greatest deliberative body, as honest to God, that's what the Senate used to be known. People talked about it that way in the 19th century and throughout the 20th century. The world's greatest deliberative body. Well, it came down to this among the Senate Judiciary Committee members. Listen.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, don't we get the opportunity to speak?
We're in a roll call.
So you're telling us to shut up?
Even though multiple members
have
asked to speak?
You want us to shut up? Is that what you're saying?
A lot of people didn't speak on the two nominees before.
Senator Cornyn didn't have a chance to speak.
Senator Blackburn had a chance to speak. We want to tell you again why these nominees are awful.
Lindsey Graham.
Or in Senator Cornyn's case, tell you for the first time. You're just going to sit there and ignore us?
Senator Blackburn, have you spoken on these nominees?
I've not had the opportunity
like to
speak. I would like very much to speak on Mr. Cassavine.
Mr. Chairman, I urge you to let Senator Blackburn speak.
Mr. Grassley.
We have debated.
Mr. Grassley.
Do you plan to end all debate? Do you have an answer? Are you going to rely on someone whispering in your ear? What's your plan?
Mr. Cruz. Mr. Cotton.
Cotton says the chairman needs to rethink his decision and let Senator Cornyn and Senator Blackburn speak. That's what Mr. Cotton says. You can mark that down as my vote.
Mr. Kennedy.
Everybody over there who's not willing to look at me or look at Dick Durbin needs to think about it as well.
Mrs. Blackburn.
I'm waiting to be heard on the nominee. I've requested several times to be heard on the nominee.
So now I guess Senator Durbin's not going to allow women to speak either. I thought that was sacrosanct in your part.
That's Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, sort of leading the charge there. But on a happier note, a more cooperative note at least, there is this, just breaking from the Hill. Senator Rand Paul did something that really wasn't controversial at all. And you associate Rand Paul with all kinds of controversies. And he used the Heimlich maneuver today. He's a doctor. He's an eye surgeon, actually, an ophthalmological surgeon. But he used the Heimlich maneuver to potentially save the life of a fellow senator, Senator Joni Ernst, his fellow Republican. She from Iowa, he from Kentucky. They had the Senate GOP's Thursday luncheon in which Senator Ernst choked on part of her meal. She talked about this on X, the former platform known as Twitter, thanking Rand Paul for intervening. Can't help but choke on the woke policies Dems are forcing down our throats. Thanks, Dr. Rand Paul, she wrote, referencing a post from Politico. Ernst hosted the Thursday luncheon, which is provided weekly by a member, and frequently features their home state's delicacies. Her fellow Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, senior Republican in the Senate, Chuck Grassley's 86 years old, I believe. He posted about the meal shortly beforehand, which was headlined by pork chops from the Hawkeye State. I don't know if that constitutes a delicacy from the Hawkeye State or not. Meanwhile, the Vice President of the United States was at that Deal Book event, and she was interviewed. She didn't have to give one of her indelibly unforgettable prepared speeches. It was an interview. And it sounds like this when she was asked about her low poll approval ratings. Here's the Vice President.
In your own popularity.
Sure.
You've seen the polls also. Your ratings, 38.5%, Biden's 40.4%, and Trump is higher. Ron Klain says this, and you've seen press about yourself over the years. He says that he believes that your popularity or unpopularity or whatever rating you want to put it as is a function of sexism and racism. Says that's part of the problem. He says she doesn't get the credit for all that she's done. Do you think that's true?
Well, are we talking about the media or people? As it relates to the media, I'm sure some of that is true.
Okay, but the people not. In other words, she believes the media. And remember, she's a liberal Democrat, but she believes the media are more prejudiced, more bigoted than the people at large. Then she avoided answering questions about TikTok. Listen, this is clip three.
What should happen to TikTok?
Well, I'll step back for a moment and say that one of the things that should keep all of us up at night is the level of myth and disinformation that is rampant and has been facilitated in a most extreme way by social media. There's no question about that. I was a member of the United States Senate when I was for 4 years. My favorite committee, I served on the Senate Intelligence Committee, where we would meet in a skiff in a bipartisan way. One of the reasons it was my favorite is because when we walked in there, people just took off, no cameras, no public, people took off their jackets, rolled up their sleeves, and we were just Americans, not Democrats or Republicans. When I was on that committee, we investigated Russia's interference in the 2016 election. And then we declassified our findings. And it's available for anyone here to read who's interested. Russia interfered in the 2016 election, targeting specific groups of Americans with dis and misinformation, with an intention to undermine the American people's confidence in our institutions, including our electoral...
That was with American-owned social media
and
platforms.
And that was 2016, which
right.
was a lifetime ago in technology. By the way, as an right. example of that, most of the method was by text, literally words and letters.
Sure, but you...
Okay, then she responds, or tries to ask if she would be in favor of banning TikTok. We will get to her answer, which really is a lack of answer, and then more about remembering Henry Kissinger not only as a statesman, as a thinker, as a diplomat, as a leader of America, but as a an irresistible explosion of burning desire, or something like that. We'll get to that. About the late Henry Kissinger and more on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVed. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The U.S. once again advocating for the extension of humanitarian pauses in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reminding everyone how that conflict began.
They launched these attacks on the 7th of October with two purposes. One to kill, the other to take hostage. And they did that to a fairly well.
He said more than 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the temporary ceasefire began last week. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in that trial. An arrest warrant's been issued by Dallas police for Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller, who's accused of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend in Dallas. The alleged incident occurred yesterday morning during an argument between Miller and the victim. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, one more memorable exchange involving Kamala Harris at the Deal Book Summit, where so many power brokers and very prominent people were gathered. And it unfolded, the Deal Book Summit, I believe, before the news of Henry Kissinger's passing was shared or was aware of anyone. I mean, he's 100 years old. He turned 100 years old last May. Meanwhile, here is the Vice President of the United States questioned about whether or not she thinks TikTok should be banned or restrained or roped in somehow. Listen carefully.
Do you believe that a Chinese-owned social media platform, which virtually everybody in the country is now looking at on a daily basis, if not an hourly basis, needs to be regulated or in some states, as you know, they're trying to ban it completely.
I think we should take very seriously the fact that not only individuals but nation states take very significant measures to undermine the democracy of the United States of America, and it is incumbent on us, with one of the highest, if not the most important priority being national security, to take seriously any attempts to undermine our security as a nation. Period.
Does that answer the question? She takes national security seriously. Okay. Somebody who did take national security very seriously, and in fact was national security advisor to the president at the same time that he was Secretary of State. Usually those are divided positions because there is the State Department, which is a separate operation, and the White House. Kissinger ran both. He served, of course, under President Nixon and President Ford. And here he is in 2009. And again, for somebody who just passed at age 100, it is remarkable how active and forceful he remained until through his 90s, frankly. And he was speaking about the Freedom's Challenge event in Berlin in 2009, marking the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Here's Dr. Kissinger.
We look at American foreign policy as a nonpartisan enterprise. We have learned that the challenges are endless, that problems don't get finally solved, but that every solution of one problem is an admission ticket to another problem. So we have an obligation, each when in office, to be aware of the continuity, but also aware of the responsibility for the future. And those who are out of office have an obligation to have understanding, compassion, and for the maximum support that they can give.
That's Henry Kissinger in 2009. One of the things that is fascinating is that there's a very fine piece, as usual, from Jim Garrity over at the morning briefing on the National Review. And he makes a point which I hadn't realized. He says, Kissinger was almost a Yogi Berra of memorable quotes. And I didn't realize that all of these came from Kissinger, but listen, dismissing claims that he and Nixon had habitually violated the Constitution, he quipped, "The illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer." And then he also said, "There cannot be a crisis next week. My schedule is already full." And then he said, 90% of the politicians give the other 10% a bad reputation, which is pretty clever. He also said, each success only buys an admission ticket to a more difficult problem. And then this, to be absolutely certain about something, you must know everything or nothing about it. And then they also mention in the National Review that during his bachelor days, Kissinger was seen with actresses Candace Bergen, Shirley MacLaine, Jill St. John, Marlo Thomas, Liv Ullmann, and Samantha Eggar, as well as Diane Sawyer, then a White House staffer and later an ABC News anchor. Those who knew him, however, said the Playboy image was mostly a media creation. Was it? I guess power really is the ultimate aphrodisiac. That was another Kissinger quote. One more Kissinger quote, no one will ever win the battle of the sexes. Too much fraternizing with the enemy. Which I think is also very clever. The piece in the Washington Post about the surprising dating life of Henry Kissinger actually describes him, quote, almost getting lucky, and that's their phrase, not mine, with Zsa Zsa Gabor. And then the columnist, Timothy Bella, writes, the story and career of Kissinger, who died yesterday at the age of 100, was marked by both achievement and criticism. A Jewish refugee who fled Nazi Germany with his family, a prominent practitioner of Realpolitik who served Presidents Nixon and Gerald Ford, a polarizing figure deemed amoral and unprincipled by critics, and a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize under controversial circumstances. But when it came to his personal life, there was another dynamic that was perhaps more surprising. Women were drawn to the man. Women's Wear Daily once dubbed him the Playboy of the Western Wing. That's a pun based on a play by Sean O'Casey, Playboy of the Western World. He was the Playboy of the Western Wing. At a time when Kissinger was shaping foreign policy for years, he was also seeing stunning starlets of the era. He even befriended Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner, who gifted Kissinger a subscription to the magazine after he learned the diplomat showed up to a party carrying an envelope of classified information and told everybody it was his copy of Playboy. In reality, it was Nixon's 1969 silent majority speech. Jim Garrity writes, he confirmed his dating appetite to Time magazine in 1972, and he said, I go out with actresses because I'm not very apt to marry one. And the fact is, he was very successfully married to Nancy McGuinness, who survives him. And their marriage, you're talking about a marriage that lasted more than 50 years. Meanwhile, speaking of lasting more than 50 years, there is good news. Life expectancy in the United States rose by more than a year, a full year, in 2022, the first increase in life expectancy since the pandemic. This is based upon provisional CDC data. What is surprising about that is it comes at the same time that ABC is reporting the number of suicides in the United States has hit a record high. In 2022, last year for which, of course, we have statistics, an estimated 49,449 people died by suicide, which is 3% higher than the people who died in 2021. And by the way, it's about twice the death rate from homicide. We're much more likely to kill ourselves than to be killed by somebody else. We'll be talking about a new Hamas attack in Jerusalem and the movie Maestro coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That show, the pause in the fighting in the war in Gaza was extended to allow the release of a few more hostages. There are still over 50 hostages who are left in Hamas custody. But in the midst of that, there was an apparent violation of the ceasefire. And John Kirby was asked about that today in his press conference, about whether or not the Hamas attack on people waiting for a bus in Jerusalem, where a couple of Hamas-affiliated terrorists got out of a car, a silver car it's described, and just began shooting at people at a bus stop. And was that a violation of the ceasefire? This is John Kirby. This is clip 16.
Regarding the attack in Jerusalem, in which Hamas has taken credit, does the U.S. View that attack in any way to be a violation of the ongoing truce between Israel and Hamas?
I don't want to get in. I'm not a lawyer here. This attack happened in Jerusalem. Right. The pauses in the fighting were specific to Gaza.
Okay, so that's as simple as that. I mean, it wasn't. Therefore, it didn't violate.
He didn't technically violate the deal that was in place, but obviously, it's a stark reminder of who they're facing and what kind of enemy that they're opposing.
That's so well said. Again, Admiral Kirby is a very gifted and welcome White House spokesman. There's no question about it. When you have two terrorists who basically are willing to sacrifice their own lives because they had to know that the chances that they would be mowed down by police, as they were, are very, very real. If you're going to get out of your car and just start shooting at people in a busy intersection in Jerusalem, the whole idea that, okay, technically it doesn't violate the temporary ceasefire, but because it's in Jerusalem, it's in Israel proper, not in Gaza, that's a thin reed on which to base the exclusion. But then again, there's a tremendous desire to get more hostages home and not to allow even a horrible incident with three dead people killed, bystanders by the terrorist attack. And more, there's this clip 5 about 10 more Israeli hostages who were freed today. Listen, this is from CNN.
So, well, first on those hostages, as you mentioned, 10 Israeli hostages have now been freed. We expect to see live pictures any moment now of them at the Hatzairim Air Base. From there, they will be flown or driven to various hospitals depending on their condition. We understand the youngest age, or I should say the age of the youngest hostage to be released today, is 13 years old. The oldest hostage, 54 years old. And as you mentioned, that dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, Leah Benin, is among those hostages released. This comes along with the release of four Thai nationals, and earlier, as a separate deal that was brokered by the Russian government, two Israeli-Russian dual nationals. So in total, 16 hostages released today, and all eyes now on the question of whether this truce will be extended or whether it will expire at midnight Eastern time, 7 a.m. here in Israel. Hamas has said that they very much hope to extend the truce. Israel has said that it thinks it is possible to extend the truce. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who actually has just landed in Israel, has also advocated for continuing this pause.
Okay. By the way, that truce in Gaza, would it be time for some of the demonstrators, like those who unfurled a big Palestinian flag, to intrude on the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller Center in New York? This is what that event sounded like. It's clip 7. Free, free Palestine, yeah. And the beat of drums. Can you imagine if you brought your kids out to see a Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and what you got was 500 demonstrators who were demonstrating about that, even in the midst of the temporary ceasefire. Go ahead, and by the way, today is a great day to subscribe to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. Go to Michael Medved, M-E-D-V as in Victory, E-D, .substack.com, and sign up today for my fresh and uncensored take on current controversies. And today we also have a guest appearance on video, which you can click on, of my brother Jonathan Medved talking from Abu Dhabi about his hopes for peace after the war, and the Israeli economy, and more. Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, one of the biggest movies of the year, certainly an Oscar contender. It is directed by, written by, co-written by, and starring Bradley Cooper. And it's a movie about one of the most famous American musicians in history, the great Leonard Bernstein, who for many years was conductor of the New York Philharmonic, played by Bradley Cooper. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Maybe you've heard something about the prosthetic nose that was used to disguise Bradley Cooper in the starring role in a movie that he also directed about the immortal composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein. It's called Maestro, now streaming on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
He can be the first great American conductor.
There's a price for being in my brother's orbit, you know that.
That Sarah Silverman is the great musician's sister, warning away his potential wife, Felicia Montalegre, brilliantly played by Carey Mulligan. Much more than the other recent conductor movie, Tar, with Cate Blanchett, this film glorifies the work of leading a symphony orchestra and covers decades of an indelible artist's life and loves. Rated R for sexual content and some fleeting language. 3 stars for Maestro. Not quite a masterwork, but indelibly impressive. And it is impressive. Speaking of something else that is impressive, coming right after the show, right after I leave the air, there's an opportunity to see my wife participating in her regular webinar she does on the joy of marriage. And it's available. Just go to BarryShore.com and then /marriage, totally free, no obligation. And they always get into controversial aspects of the challenges to the institution of marriage today. And that was, by the way, the theme of Maestro as well, because of his closeted homosexuality. Meanwhile, tomorrow on the Medved Show, we'll be talking to CNN veteran reporter Chris Saliza about the big debate that's happening tonight between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. There will also be Paul Kengor, a distinguished historian and political scientist, on Henry Kissinger and the 60th anniversary of the JFK assassination just a few days ago. What do they have to do with one another? Well, listen, and we'll talk about a new movie for the holiday season that is already gladdening hearts everywhere. It is a suitable for children, mostly, a musical with about a dozen musical numbers in it. It is called Journey to Bethlehem. Now, what do you think it's about? It's not about a journey to Bethlehem when Bethlehem is considered part of the West Bank. It's a journey to Bethlehem 2,000 years ago in a story that you probably have heard before. But we'll be talking about the film version. And then, will the ceasefire be extended? Should it be extended? Or should there be a return to what Michael Oren described as burning and flooding the tunnels in Gaza to finish off Hamas? We will cover all of that and much more next time, Friday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.